Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9. The title of the chapter is The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, text number 10. Krishnam Chatat Prabhavajna.
Krishnam Chatat Prabhavajna.
Krishnam Chatat Prabhavajna.
Krishnam Chatat Prabhavajna.
Asinam Jagadishwara.
Jagadishwaram
Hridistam Pujayam Asha Mayaya Upattam Vigraham
Mayaya Upattam Vigraham
Krishnam
unto Lord Sri Krishna.
Also, of him, Prabhavagya, the knower of the glories, Bhishma, Asinam, sitting, Jagat Ishwaram, the Lord of the universe, Hridistam, situated in the heart, Ujayam, Asha, worship. Mayaya,
by
internal potency,
Upata,
manifested,
Vigraham,
a form.
Translation
by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, the king. Lord Sri Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, yet he manifests his transcendental form by his internal potency. This very Lord was sitting before Bhishma Dev. And since Bhishma Dev knew of his glories, he worshipped him duly. Translation responsibly. Lord Sri Krishna,
Lord Sri Krishna
is situated in everyone's heart.
Yet
he manifests his transcendental form
by his internal potency.
This very Lord
was
sitting before Bhishma Dev.
And
since Bhishma Dev
knew
of his glories,
he
worshipped him duly.
Purport
by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's omnipotency is displayed by his simultaneous presence in every place. He is present always in his eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, and still he is present in everyone's heart and even within every invisible atom. When he manifests his eternal transcendental form in the material world, he does so by his internal potency. The external potency or the material energy has nothing to do with his eternal form. All these truths were known to Sri Bhishma Dev, who worshipped him accordingly. Krishnam Chatat Prabhavajna Asinam Jagat Ishwaram Hridistam Pujayam Asha Maya Upatta Vigraham. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing the glories of Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev is lying in the bed of arrows. We all know Bhishma Dev has special benediction from his father. Who is the father of Bhishma Dev? Shantanu Maharaj. Shantanu Maharaj gave this blessing, Swachanta Marana. He can die whenever he wants. This is like everybody wish that we all have some kind of blessings like that. But Bhishma Dev got this blessing. He can, but he is lying in the bed of arrows. The battle is finished. Why he is lying in the bed of arrows? Why he is holding on to the life? Has anyone make a, we have been reading here?
To see Krishna.
Yes. Because he has his vision. Like he wants to have the darshan of the Lord and then leave his body. Anyway, there is a different, sometimes he says, he has his gratitude towards the Kuru dynasty. That is also Because he wants Maharaj Yudhishthira to be coronated, like he is to be in the throne, then only he wants to leave. Because he gave the word that I will be loyal to the Kuru dynasty. That is his pratigna, that is his vow he has taken. So there are many reasons why Bhishma Dev lies in the bed of arrows, even though he could have passed. But mainly, as Mahatma Prabhu said, like he was waiting for Lord Krishna to appear and then just he wants to leave. He knew. He is a great Vaishnava. And there is a nice pastime where Bhishma Dev also, he, because sometimes we hear that Lord is testing the devotees. Okay, we all, most of the time, Lord is testing me. And this devotee, he is testing the Lord actually. He wanted to test Lord Krishna. Because Lord Krishna gave some promises. He said, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, I will not pick up any weapon. So he gave one promise. And he gave another promise also in Bhagavad Gita, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, my devotee will not be vanquished. So he was thinking, you know, like, which promise is Lord Krishna is very much attached to? So he was, one day he decided, like, okay, today I am going to fight so vehemently that I am going to kill Arjuna. So let me see what is going to happen. Which promise is more valuable to Krishna? Because we are thinking, we are testing, Krishna is testing us, and here the devotee, he is testing Krishna actually. He wants to test Krishna, like which promise is more dear to Krishna, whether the, I will not pick up any weapon, or I will not let my devotee die or something. So the battle is going on, and so fierce some battle, and then Arjuna is just about to be killed. Then Lord Krishna, completely ignoring his other promise of not picking up the weapon, he picked up a chariot wheel and just he was like rushing towards Bhishma Dev to kill Bhishma Dev. So then Bhishma Dev dropped everything. I am just waiting for this opportune moment. I just want to have your darshan, this particular darshan of yours while I am passing away. Just like he wants to, this is the mood of, sometimes we think that Krishna, somebody keeps on offering flowers and Krishna is happy. No, not really like that. Because Bhishma Dev is shooting arrows and then Krishna is enjoying that also. So this is like a Krishna's supreme neutrality. Because even though he is like somebody is putting arrows on him and somebody is offering garlands, still Krishna is enjoying the chivalry mood of Bhishma Dev. So that is why Krishna took trouble. Not trouble. Krishna wanted to glorify Bhishma Dev. Actually, it is interesting. So many great exalted, we have read, so many great personalities are coming. Even Vyasa Dev is coming. All these great, great personalities, Narada Muni, everybody is coming. They could have imparted the knowledge to who? Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yes, correct? They are all great personalities. Like, they are apparently, anyway, Bhishma Dev also one of the Mahajan. 12 Mahajans are there. He is one of the Mahajan. But there are Vyasa Dev is there. Even he is a Supreme Lord. And even Lord Krishna, he himself is there. He could have given all the dharma. Now, why Lord Krishna is making this arrangement so that Yudhishthira Maharaj is so much in distressed condition, so he can hear from Bhishma Dev. He wanted to glorify Bhishma Dev. My devotee, even though he is lying in the bed of arrows, he can speak dharma very clearly. No problem. So he wanted to glorify Bhishma Dev. This is a transcendental reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. The devotee is trying to glorify the Lord. And the Lord is not just sitting, accepting the glories. No, he is also trying to glorify the devotee. He is proving to the world that my devotee, even maybe whatever may be his physical condition, whatever may be this bodily situation, still he can give exactly what is dharma, what he has to do. Because this is a whole conversation between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Bhishma Dev. This is coming under Vishnu Sahasranam. This is like a Bhishma and Yudhishthira Samvada. This is coming under so much instructions. He is asking, one of the very important words he is asking, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, when Bhishma Dev is lying in the bed of arrows, he is asking, Ko dharma sarva dharmana bhavata paramo mataha kim japat uchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. He is asking this question. It is coming in Vishnu Sahasranam. He is asking this question, Ko dharma sarva dharmana, which dharma one has to follow, which japa one has to do. He is asking. Bhishmadev. And Bhishmadev is saying, Jagat Prabhum Deva Devam Anantam Purushottamam Stuvan Nama Sahasrena Purushas Sada Sostitaha. He is saying, Bhishmadev is saying, he is Jagat Prabhu Deva Devam Anantam. So Lord Sri Krishna, his name has to be chanted, his name has to be worshipped. That is what Bhishmadev is saying. So that is why here Bhishmadev's glories are, Lord Krishna wanted to glorify Bhishmadev so much, even in this condition of lying in the bed of arrows, he can do this type of dharma, all these things he can speak. So here Srila Prabhupada explains, the Lord's omnipotency is displayed by his simultaneous presence in every place. Brahma Samhita, he says, Goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuto. He is there in Goloka Vrindavan, but he is here also. It's not that sometimes, you know, like Srila Prabhupada in one lecture, he says, there was one organization was saying, don't go to temple. You can be at home only, worship Lord. So then Prabhupada asked, if Lord is everywhere, why Lord is not in the temple? Because sometimes people argue, you know, like Lord is everywhere, but you don't have to go to temple. But you can go to, this is like a, this kind of argument is not very, no substance in that. Because Lord is there, Lord is everywhere. But whether we are able to see the Lord, that is the question. Prabhupada asked this question, whether Lord is everywhere, but are you able to see the Lord? Or Lord is there in the heart, he is giving instruction, are you able to hear the instructions? Then you don't have to go anywhere. Because if you can see the Lord, this says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one sloka, Stavara Jangama Deki. Everywhere you see everything, you see the Lord, then you don't have to go to temple. But are you able to see? If you are able to see, then you don't have to go to temple. If you are not able to see, then you have to come to temple. Because we are not in the situation, like there was Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri Maharaj. So he just sees the cloud, he faints. When he sees the cloud, he thinks of Krishna and then he faints. But are we, when we see the cloud, are we fainting? No, we are not fainting. So then we should come. So that's why this argument will not hold good actually. Sometimes people have this, no temple worship, you don't have to come to temple, I'll stay at home only. You can stay at home. If you can see Krishna everywhere, then you can stay at home. But if we can't see Krishna, then we have to come. And this is Lord's special mercy. He is appearing in the form Archa Vigraha, Archa Murti, where we can dress him, we can feed him, we can do all the seva for him, and is out of his kindness, he is accepting that. This is the beauty actually. Actually, Lord doesn't need our service. One sense, Lord doesn't need our service. Because he is Lakshmi Sahasra Sambrama, Sada Sambrama Sevyaman. Not only one or two Lakshmis. Lakshmi Sahasra. Sahasra Lakshmis are serving Lord. What is our little seva is going to add to Lord's this? It's nothing much. Our little bit of halwa, little bit of kichdi, how does it make any difference to him actually? It's nothing actually for him. No, because Lakshmi, Sahasra Lakshmis are serving him, and what is our insignificant service to the Lord? But what our mood is, because, oh, that means, oh, Lakshmis are serving, okay, I will just ignore Lord, I will just, no, not like that. Still, Sahasra Lakshmis are serving, and still, I will also add my bit. And Krishna is seeing the bhakti. Whatever the element of bhakti we are adding, that is the only thing counts actually. Krishna, that's why the sloka also, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktiya Prayaschati. And Tataham Bhakti Upahrutam. He doesn't say anything about the item being offered. He's saying, Tataham Bhakti Upahrutam. He is accepting the bhakti. So we have to be very careful not to get like I am serving the Lord. Yes, we are serving the Lord, but his mercy. That is why we are serving the Lord. Even serving the Lord also, we need his mercy. It's not like Lord is now conditioned. He is not obligated to anything actually. He is not obligated. But it is our purification, our own benefit that we are serving the Lord. So this way, he is present in always in his eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, and still he is present in everyone's heart and even within every invisible atom. Lord Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hridisanni vishto mataha smritir jnanam apohanamscha vedhaischa sarvair ahameva vedhyo vedhantakrit vedavit eva cha. In 15th chapter, Lord is saying, I am situated in everyone's heart. And from me comes knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance. Everything comes from him only. Today I am remembering something, it is his mercy. Not that, okay, my own brain substance. No. He is giving the remembrance. And we forget also, it is he is also giving forgetfulness. So this is why sometimes, you know, like when we ask devotees, you know, like some people, you please come to, oh, when the Lord calls, we will come to the temple. This is an excuse. Like you come to temple when the Lord calls, Lord will come and will call you. You want the call on the mobile, please come to the temple. Because Lord's call is through the devotees only. When devotees call, this Lord is calling. You have to come to the temple. So somebody wants to go away from Krishna, and Krishna will give them intelligence to go away also. If somebody wants to come to Krishna, and then Krishna will give intelligence for them to come to Krishna. This is the beauty actually. Because Krishna is fulfilling the desire of all the living. If you have a desire, if you, okay, Krishna is ready. Krishna is just looking forward. How can I fulfill your desire? But the desire may or may not be fulfilled the way we want that desire to be fulfilled. Okay, I want to be in the White House as a president. No. Yeah, that desire will be fulfilled, but not as a president. I may be a mosquito or I may be a bug in the White House. Because it's not like the desire will be fulfilled. Yes. Yes, you want to be, yes, Krishna will fulfill. Yes, you will, that, tatastu. But that desire may not be fulfilled the way I want to be in that, this thing. Because our, this pious credit has to be there. Not without that, you can't just go to there. But going to White House, you have impious credit only nowadays. You don't have a pious credit. That is a different subject matter. But anyway, becoming a king. You can't compare the White House and all these houses, because for go there now, you have a lot of impious credit, then only you can go there. Not pious credit, you will not go there. Anyway. So Lord is fulfilling the desire. Lord is fulfilling the desire. He is like, Bhagavad Gita, somebody is inclined to eat meat. Then what Krishna says, I have given you a human form of life. You can eat all the nice things, but you are inclined to eating this. Okay, and why to eat the meat and then incur karma? You get a body of a lion or a tiger, then eat as much as you want without getting any karma. Lord is making a deal. Okay, this is the deal for you, because I gave you a human form of life, so you could have benefited, you could have understood all the subject matter, and you could have elevated yourself, your consciousness, but you don't want to do, so I'm giving you again animal form of life, where you can eat as much as you can eat, and you don't get karma also. See, when a tiger eats a goat, the tiger doesn't get karma. Jivo, jivasya, jivanam. One living entity, the food for another living. But it is not food for us actually, it is not a food for us. For us, all the sattvic food is there, but the food is not for us. So, that way, Krishna is fulfilling the desire of all the living entities. If somebody wants to come to temple, yes. And somebody doesn't want to, then thinking of something else. Immediately all the friends will come, all the movies will come in the television, all these things will come, so that you will not come to. Even slightest desire you have, immediately will, that's it. You will be sidetracked, you will be hijacked by somebody else. So that's why we have to be very careful. Only one thing what we have is what we desire actually. That desire is the only thing. That is the only, actually after the, all the activities are done by the Lord. All the impetus, everything Lord is giving. Only thing is what we desire. If we desire devotional service, Lord makes all the arrangements. Sometimes now we see, I'll be standing in the tram stop and waiting for a Sunday feast. So I was thinking, oh, it's already, what to do? Somebody is, oh, come. Somebody is just waving the hand and then giving a lift actually. This is like a, We never thought that like somebody will come out of the blue and just give a lift. This is, but if you have an intense desire to come, then Lord will make arrangement. If you have an intense desire to go away also, all your old friends will come from some pub, he will come, he will call and he will take you also. So that is why the intense desire has to be done. Like Bhishmadev had intense desire, I want to see the Lord in this particular form and then only I will leave the body. Bhishmadev knew all the other things also. Not that Bhishmadev didn't know how to leave the... This is like all the Muladhara, all this Satchakra Yoga. All this he knew also. He is a great yogi also. He could have left by just leaving the soul through the Brahmaranda. He could have left like that also. But he didn't do. He was waiting for that final moment. Man, I want to see the Lord. And then he want to leave this body. So this is the Bhishmadev's glory. And here he is saying, when he... He is present in everyone's heart and even within every invisible atom. When he manifests his eternal transcendental form in the material world, he does so by his internal potency. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, does anyone remember the sloka where Lord says he manifests his internal potency? Krishna says in 4th chapter, we can go a bit closer actually. In 4th chapter somewhere Krishna says he is manifesting by his internal potency. Atma mayaya. Anyone remember the sloka? Yes? Prabhuji? Bhutanam Ishwaropishan Prakritim Swamasthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. So just what Rupa says in this. So here, Ajopishan Abhyayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropishan Prakritim Swamadhisthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Krishna's appearance, Atma Maya. Although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, And although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So this is the Lord is giving, because Arjuna had a doubt. We are like Krishna is giving all the history of Bhagavad Gita. I spoke this to Vivaswan, Sun God, Ikshvagu, Manu, all these things were coming. And then he is asking, we both are like contemporaries, like you and we are staying now, like almost in the same age, same group. And then how can I understand that you spoke all these things to Sun God? So then to answer that, Krishna is saying, both bahuni me vetitani janmani tavasarjuna tani aham sarva vetani natum veta parantapa. Both you and I have taken many births. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, both you and I have taken many births. This is bahuni me vetitani janmani tavasarjuna tani aham sarva vetani natum veta parantapa. Both you and I have taken many births. I remember everything, you do not remember. Parantapa. He is saying, oh chastiser of the enemy, you don't remember. So Krishna is saying, both we have, this is the Lord is giving, he is not forced by this material energy. We come to this material world because of our karma. Lord comes here of sweet will. He just wants to come and he wants to perform his pastimes, and while performing the pastime, he wants to reclaim the conditioned souls and he wants to take them back home. His mission statement is very clear. He is saying, paritranaya sadhu naam vinasa. There is no ambiguity in that. Where is the ambiguity? He says very clearly, paritranaya sadhu naam vinasaya dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Everywhere, all the pastimes, if you see the Lord, this mission statement is fulfilled actually. He says, yes, paritranaya sadhu naam. He protects the devotee. And vinasaya dushkritam, as a side business, he just kills the demons. And dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he appears. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, when he manifests his eternal transcendental form in the material world, he does so by his internal potency. The external potency or the material energy has nothing to do with his eternal form. So we have to remember, this Lord's form is never tinged with any kind, even though he is material in the material world, his form is not tinged with any the modes or nothing. It is nothing, never touches him. So this is the beauty of the Lord. And he says here, Prabhupada says, all these truths were known to Sri Bhishmadev, who worshipped him accordingly. This is the beauty, because Bhishmadev knew everything, but in his condition now, he is lying in the bed of arrows. He can't offer aarti, he can't do all the different puja, punaskara, he won't be able to do. So in that situation also, he worships him accordingly. So the Lord can be worshipped sometimes, even Lord accepts even the manasa puja. They can do sometimes. It's not like if you can't come to the temple and do manasa puja. Deities are infinite. You can worship them with proper way. But if you are traveling somewhere, you can meditate. By just meditation only you can worship the Lord. Lord is accepting that also. God is accepting that service. Everybody knows this pastime of this one Brahmana. He is cooking for the Lord. In the meditation only, he is putting the Lord in the throne, doing abhishek, different aradhana, everything he is doing, and then there comes to sweet rice. Before offering to the Lord, he just wants to see whether it is not too hot for the Lord. Just touching and the finger get burnt. So, because even in the meditation also, you can worship the Lord. Sometimes now we say, very difficult, worshipping the Lord, not very difficult. No, it's not difficult at all. Any condition, we can worship the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj was just in the womb of the mother, and at that time also, he was able to do this devotional service. It's not like a devotional service, it's not like I will do all the conditions are set, then I will do devotional service. No, devotional service is not like that. Devotional service can be performed, ahaituki apratihata. This is unmotivated, uninterrupted, in all conditions this can be done. So Srila Prabhupada explained, all these truths were known to Sri Bhishmadev, who worshipped him accordingly. Because so many rishis are coming, so many great personalities are coming, it's not possible for Bhishmadev to get up and do all these different, but lying in the bed of arrows only, he knew how to worship them. He just offered their prayers or whatever the sweet words, like that he worshipped them. This way. So here, the glories of Bhishmadev, Lord is giving so that we can understand, appreciate how much Lord is concerned about the devotee. And he personally, he comes and the Lord also followed all the etiquette. Lord knows and Bhishmadev knows, he is the Supreme Lord. Still, he is offering his respect. This is like he is following the etiquette. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj is offering respect to Bhishma Dev, and as a cousin, he is also offering respect to Bhishma Dev. So this is, Bhishma Dev is always wondering why these Pandavas are going through so much of disturbance, so much of, even Lord Sri Krishna is personally there. So then, you know, this is like a by divine arrangement. Lord wants to perform this particular leela, so that all these things are set accordingly. So here, this passing away also, we'll hear the more glories of Bhishma Dev as the verses are coming. So how Bhishma Dev's main desire was, one thing was the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Pandavas were going through so much of difficulties, they have to be relieved of the difficulties, and Yudhishthira Maharaj has to be put in the throne. And when he is passing away, he just want to have darshan of the Lord. So Lord is fulfilling the desire, and Lord made this arrangement actually. Even though he could have imparted the same knowledge to Yudhishthira Maharaj and then made him feel at home. No, he didn't want to do that. You go to Bhishma Dev and give him your darshan, like they are coming in aristocratic, all the different. Then Bhishma Dev seeing this, he is very happy. Ah, my grandsons now. Duryodhana is now away, they are now coronated, now he is very happy, and then Lord is giving darshan, he can happily leave this world. So this is Lord's arrangement. Lord makes the arrangement for the devotees passing away. This is another feature of the Lord. Lord, if somebody is devoted, sometimes we say Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Etavan Sankhya Yogabhyam Sudharma Parinishtaya Janma Lava Parapumsa Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana Smriti. This is important. But Ante Narayana Smriti, Lord will make the arrangement. It's not like we don't, sometimes people wonder like, what will happen if I pass away in coma or, no, nothing. We don't have, devotees don't have to worry about that. Because this Lord's mercy, Lord will take charge for a devotee's passing. If you are always 24 hours thinking about Krishna, it is Lord's duty. Lord will make arrangements. We don't have to worry about how I will pass away. Why you have to worry about that? Let Lord worry about that actually. How I will pass away. That is Lord's business actually. It's not my business how I will pass away. So that way, if we render devotional service to the Lord, then automatically this Yam Vapi Smaran Bhav, all these things are fulfilled. Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Tejatante Kalevaram Tamtam Evaiti Kaunteya Sada Tadbhava Bhavit. All these things Lord will make arrangement. Like Bhishma Dev, so much arrangement was made for Bhishma Dev. Same way, each and every devotee can become the recipient of Lord's mercy. So that is up to us. How much we take advantage of Lord's association, Lord's devotional service, that way we can perfect our lives. Thank you very much. If there is any questions or comments.
Thank you very much, Karnavik. Also, made arrangements. Duryodhana wanted to Vishnu Pradhan to kill all the Pandava.
Yes.
So he made a promise that then tomorrow I'll kill all of them. So why Krishna took all those five arrows?
Yes.
From Duryodhana and took them.
Yes. In each and every Mahabharata or each and every incident we can see the hand of Krishna. Each and everything. Like without Krishna there is no Mahabharata. Other, if you take Krishna out, Mahabharata is just like some story. But that is Krishna's presence. That is why the whole thing is there. Krishna, each and every, Krishna's hand we can see in each and everything. Where Krishna protects Pandavas. That is Krishna's glory. Yes, Prabhu.
I thought I landed point in
yes,
the context.
Yes,
even Srila Prabhupada,
yes.
He was dictating Srila Prabhupada
yes.
Very nicely, and the devotees were taking much. So Prabhupada had that clear vision, clarity of mind.
Yes.
So he was in his deathbed almost.
Yes, actually, so modern day Bhishma Dev actually. Srila Prabhupada is modern day Bhishma Dev. And modern day Narada Muni also. Prabhupada is like he's a spaceman. Yes, it's a very important point. Like it's a very good analogy because this is the way we have to study, like how the great devotees are passing away. Like great devotees, they are passing away. How they pass away? They're not passing away in distress. Bhishma Dev had this same way, Srila Prabhupada. Even at the last minute, everything is under Krishna's control. So that is. Yes, thank you, Prabhu. Thanks for the point. Rekisha Prabhu. Yes.
Now, the opening was Shukla Prabhu.
Yes.
Now, usually in India it's associated with the worship of Lord Ganesh.
Yes.
Now, what is the original origin of this? Is it Lord Vishnu?
Lord Vishnu only. I think sometimes people say it is Lord Ganesh. But it is description appears to Lord Vishnu also. So I don't know the full technical details. I think you know better anyway. He's asking for the benefit of us anyway. Okay. Yeah, I can find out and I can tell.
Sorry,
Mataji. In Vishnu Sahasranam, there is offering initial prayers is Suklam, Varadaram, Vishnu, Sasivarnam, Chadurbhujam. So this is one prayer is coming in front of the Vishnu Sahasranam. So where he is asking, whom does that prayer represent? Whether it represents Lord Ganesh or Lord Vishnu. So he's sorry about that. Yeah. That whom does that prayer represent, he is asking. So what my understanding is that prayer represents Lord Vishnu only, but generally devotees think that the prayer represents Lord Ganesh. So we'll find out from some authorized sources whom does it exactly represent. So, sorry, is it okay, Prabhu?
Yeah, and finally it says Sri Rama.
Ramayati, yes.
So does it also refer to Lord Rama or is he? Because Lord Narayan is standing in the temple. What is
the exact? Again to the point where in one of the slokas in Lord Shiva is speaking to Mother Parvati, is giving one sloka, Shri Rama Rama Rameti, Rame Rame Manorame, Sahasra Nama Statulyam, Shri Rama Nama Varan. He is saying, I am always meditating on the form of the Lord Rama. So Prabhu is asking the question whether that Rama refers to. So Srila Prabhupada many times writes, you know, like Ram sometimes refers to Lord Ramachandramurti, sometimes like Balaram. Like so, here in this particular this thing Rama, I don't know whether what was in Lord Shiva's mind. I don't know. Again, we have to refer to the acharyas. No, that is not Bhishma. That's see what happens is there is a conversation happening and then there is a Palasruti. This what you are saying is it is coming as a end of Vishnu Sahasranam. So that is not spoken by Bhishma. That is spoken by Mother Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva speaking. Anything else? Yes, Mother.
Can we see that Bhishma Dev was in chivalry with
yes.
Lord Krishna and the Pandavas also had, you know, Arjuna had Sakya Ras later.
Yeah.
So we see these different ratas which have been manifested by the Pandavas during the Mahabharata for along
yeah.
with Krishna Dev. So are they having their eternal position in the spiritual world differently, or they are always the Pandavas and Krishna Dev wherever the Lord appears in the
Mataji, I don't know what are the eternal rasas in, I don't know Mataji. I think somebody like Prabhu, you have any idea about Govinda Prabhu or somebody has given any, because I don't know the exact, you have any understanding of what are the eternal rasas in, with the Lord? So, I don't know the answer. Does anyone have anybody know what is their rasas in their eternal rasas with the Lord? So, we'll check and yes, now we are just this pastime we know, but what is their the eternal pastime, what they are doing, what their rasas, unless otherwise some acharyas clarify, then because otherwise authoritatively we can speculate, but we don't want to speculate because it can be like that, it can be like that, but better to hear from some authority who has given, okay, they were in the, but this was one good thing, like where is one Prabhu, Govinda Prabhu, he is giving some lectures on Mahabharata, where he talks about all the previous, what they were previously, what they were doing, all these things. So that way we can get some insight into their the association with the Lord. Yes, Prabhu?
Oh, Rama, what you say is that Rama is also Krishna. In Hare Krishna, Nam is Rama.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada says sometimes the Rama refers to Lord Ramachandramurti, sometimes Lord Rama refers to Lord Balaram. So this is like no difference also. One sense there is no difference, the other sense there is a difference. So this is like a Achintya Veda Aveda. So this is like a, yeah, if you say Ram is Lord Ram, there's no difference. Lord is also Rama can be called, and Balaram also is there. So sometimes the people get into the very nitty-gritty sense, so then we have to ref, because otherwise no problem. If you worship Ram, well and good. Because we are not worshipping somebody else. No Devata or anybody is worshipping. Lord Ramachandramurti is worship. Well and good. There's no problem. But the mood is different. Maryada Purushottam. So. Anything else? And also today is, according to the calendar, is Panihetti. This past time today, just 1 minute, I'll just Panihetti festival is very important, where Raghunath Das Goswami receives the blessings of Nityananda. So this is one or two points I want to say. Like Raghunath Das Goswami is trying to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he didn't go through Chaitanya, he didn't go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not by Nityananda Prabhu. So this is the lesson for us. Actually, how to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to go Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So he went, he was in that particular Panihetti village, Nityananda Prabhu has come, and Raghunath Das Goswami is going. At that time he is saying, he has been introduced and he said, you are a thief. You are trying to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you are not going by us. So then this is a danda. It's some punishment he gave. Now you feed all the Vaishnavas, Chida Dahi. This is the festival, the origin of the festival comes like this. There's a Chida Dahi is like the chip rice and with the different flavorings. So he offered. And then through this pastime, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu invoked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also participated in the festival and all the devotees were fed. So it's a nice description of the pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we can read that also. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhishma Dev ki.
Jai.